Back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. I'm chatting with Melissa Kirkwood here today on In Focus as we are talking Sunset Zoo and online and virtual going on at the zoo. And there's some pretty cool stuff going on, actually. There's one called Call of the Wild, which we'll start with first. And this kind of teaches young people about all sorts of different animals out in the wild.
Yeah, so a program that we have just started pretty recently, it is called Call of the Wild, and it's for our younger audience, our early learning ages. Typically, we're looking at ages 2 through 5. So it's not an independent program. It is something that we want caregivers to participate with. But the Call of the Wild program is structured in where you are able to pick up a packet of activities from Sunset Zoo, and we put all of the information together in a packet, and also some arts and crafts activities. We supply you with all of those supplies to do a structured craft activity. There are some activity pages that you are able to integrate with the program, and then you are able to log in with us during this weekly program. It's a 6-week program overall with Call of the Wild, and when you log in with us, we talk about the craft project for the week, if you've been able to do it. If you haven't, that's fine. We also talk about focused animals each week. So we will focus on we are looking at our education animals because we want to bring these animals to you live during our Zoom interaction. So for instance, a couple of weeks ago, we featured Hershey, our rabbit. And so we bring our zoo educator online with you. We visit with Hershey, with the audience, talk about Hershey's lifestyle and habits that the rabbit has, and then what kinds of foods typically, you know, maybe there'll be a feeding during that time. And then we will also do a story time. So in length, the program is about 30 minutes live on Zoom, but we have a lot of interactive activities that you can do with your young child prior to the Call of the Wild live program, and then we lead into what is coming up in the following weeks. So it's a way to engage with your child online, but not just have them be online. And we want to bring the zoo inside learning elements when you're not able to maybe come to the zoo, especially during times like this. And we found it to be very popular. It's a limited audience. We are limiting our sessions to, I believe it's between 12 and 15 people per session. And again, it's a weekly program. It's fairly inexpensive. It's only $7 if you're a member, $8 if you are not a member. And you can find all of that information out on our website at sunsetzoo.com. And you can just search Call of the Wild, or you can click on our virtual connections splash page on our homepage.
All right. And so the next one's happening tomorrow. It looks like it's going to be an African ball python. I love the name, Scooby or Shaggy.
Yep. So our ball pythons we've had at the zoo for quite some time. And the ball python will definitely have them online with our educator. And Scooby and Shaggy are very active with our educators and with our keepers that take care of them. But I think people sometimes, especially with snakes, you either love snakes or you don't love snakes. And I think they'll probably also talk about what the lifestyle of the snakes are like, and that they aren't all threatening. It's just their nature of how they live. So they'll tie in a story to a snake, I think. And I can't remember what story is going to be tomorrow, but it's also just kind of bringing that full circle and how it relates to our environment.
All right. Well, neat program, Call of the Wild. Again, check that out. More information on the zoo's website. There's another opportunity here called Frog Watch of the Flint Hills. I love frogs, so I'm interested to learn more about this.
Well, you should come and do training with Frogway to the Flint Hills. So I want to tell you just a little bit about this program. This program is structured. It's part of our outreach for conservation efforts. And with Call of the Wild, Frogwatch of the Flint Hills, it's a structured program where you can sign up as a volunteer. We have this program both online and in person. You'll go through some training, some structured training. There are two training sessions, but the training sessions, you'll have three different training sessions within each session. So we ask that participants of this program be at least 14 years old because because your training and after you receive the training, you are going to learn what frog calls are like. And most of the time, those frog calls happen at night. So you'll be out in, the night, and we just want you to feel comfortable in doing that. And during the training, you'll learn about what the different amphibian species sound like through the night and through their calls, and be able to identify them. And one of the reasons we are wanting to do this conservation project to identify them is that we want to lessen their threat of being extinct. And that's one of our goals and mission here at Sunset Zoo, is that we want to look out for all the species of our animals, but amphibians are, tell a story that some other animals cannot tell. And I think it's just a really interesting program, and it's been very, very popular. The training sessions you can sign up for right now. They are, again, like I said, offered in a hybrid mode. So they're in-person and virtual Zoom. So if you would like to participate in person, you can do that, or in via Zoom. They start here shortly. The first training session is February 25th, and then that first session goes February 25th, March 4th, and March 11th. And then the second training session will be April 8th, April 15th, and April 22nd. And I believe I don't lead that program. Nicole Wade with our zoo does lead that program. But I believe after the training as well, we are scheduling an overnight at the zoo after your training does occur and you've gone out and done some of that observation. You'll have the opportunity as part of this program to do an overnight at the zoo and actually hear, identify those amphibians while you're at that overnight.
What a nice opportunity that is. And what a great opportunity, really. I mean, that's really cool. And so this, is there any fees associated with it or anything like that?
No, there's not a fee, but we do ask that you register, and then we will walk you through. There may be a small fee for the training materials, but I think that Nicole leads you through that, and I think if you cannot afford that, we can work with you on that. But we do mainly ask that families, target age is 14 years old, and then anyone can sign up, though. Anyone can sign up, and we are really looking forward to being able to do some interactive activities. We've been trying to stay interactive, but this one will really start to bring back that in-person and hybrid mode to some of our training. And also wanted to let people know what happens after you collect this data, after you become a Frog Watch volunteer. So you are collecting the identifiers of the frogs and toads in the area. That information then is taken and provided nationally as part of studies with AZA.
Oh, okay. Very cool. Well, in addition to that, we have coming up just around the corner. We'll be here before you know it. Springtime. We can't wait. And in springtime is Earth Day, April 24th.
I know it. We can't wait till it's spring. It seems like we've all been waiting for a little bit of sunshine and rays. And April 24th is when it's the culmination or the end of Earth Week. And Earth Day, we typically do an Earth Day celebration at Sunset Zoo. And last year we had to take all of those activities online because we were right in the midst of COVID. And this year we are really hoping, we are planning right now to try to do some type of structured activity within the zoo. It would be an outdoor activity on April 24th. And we most likely will not, it will still look different than some of our other planned special events that we've had here at the zoo. We probably will not have stations that people visit because we don't want people congregating, but we will have activities that they can see and do. And stay tuned to learn a little bit more about what we will be planning for Earth Day. But we want to get people back into the zoo and also inspire conservation and let people learn about ways that they can help our environment. And this is one way we can do that. So we will be planning something. Stay tuned to our website to learn more. And we'll also be posting things on social media. We probably also will be doing some hybrid models, much like what we did last year. We'll be doing activities where you can do some challenges online. We'll be doing some activities where you can participate with programs like iNaturalist, is where you can do a hike yourself and identify different different forms of nature, whether it be plants or animals, and then let us know at Sunset Zoo. And so we want to provide something where there'll be a hybrid activity, but we do want we'll be planning an in-person activity as well.
All right. I know you're constantly updating the social media pages and the website, sunsetzoo.com. Great tools there and great opportunities. Anything else, Melissa, that you want to cover real quick?
Maybe a couple of things that people have been starting to inquire about as things, you know, get a little bit more comfortable within the community. People are inquiring about volunteer opportunities at the zoo. We do have some structured volunteer programs like the Frog Watch of the Flint Hills. Our younger programs like our Junior Zookeeper program and Zoo Crew, those are up and running and very strong. We've been able to work with the school districts to still continue the Zoo Crew program. We're just making sure that it's a safe environment and that they are, you know, structured where there's not close contact. And then Junior Zookeepers, we just had our summer orientation for that. And that program is pretty full for this summer already. But there are other volunteer opportunities. So groups have started to reach out to us to see what they could do for the zoo. And there are some opportunities for small groups to come to the zoo to do projects that still practice social distancing. So we have gardens that need to be cleaned and things like that. So if you're interested, you can just look for volunteer opportunities on our website, and there's a form you can fill out to be able to do that. Another couple of things that we're doing are we're looking at summer camps for the summer in some way, shape, or form. And then before you know it, it's going to be wedding season, and people have been calling about weddings too at the zoo. So it's a good environment for an outdoor ceremony. And so if you're interested in that, give us a call and we can work with you.
All right. Sounds good, Melissa. Thanks again. We'll talk again soon.
All right. Thank you, Brandon.